Welcome to today's devotion on life this side of heaven. The Word of God from Hebrews chapter 5, verse 1. Every high priest is selected from among men and is appointed to represent them in matters related to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. Whenever someone loves another person so much that it's obvious to everyone around them, they're often described as wearing their heart on their sleeve. In medieval times, knights would wear a handkerchief embroidered with the name of a lady tied on their sleeves during a tournament. They wanted their love for them to be known by all. In the Old Testament, the one who occupied the office of the high priest would go well beyond that. According to God's command, he would wear the names of all 12 tribes on his breastplate. This was to indicate that he served as the representative of all the people before God. God himself, who designed these robes, made sure of it. 12 precious stones were to be attached to the vestment that Aaron the high priest would wear on his chest. In Exodus, we hear, "There are to be 12 stones, one for each of the names of the sons of Israel, each engraved like a seal with the name of one of the 12 tribes." Furthermore, we're told, "Whenever Aaron enters the holy place, he will bear the names of the sons of Israel over his heart, on the breastplate of judgment, as a continuing memorial before the Lord." On the Day of Atonement, the only time during the year in which the high priest was permitted to enter the Holy of Holies, he would enter the veritable throne room of God, and there he would sprinkle the blood of the sacrifice for his sins and for the sins of the people. It pointed forward to the once-and-for-all sacrifice that would take place one day when the Savior arrived. As the writer to the Hebrews explains, every high priest is selected from among men and is appointed to represent them in matters related to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. So this continued down through the centuries as the people waited in faith. One high priest would follow another. And then he goes on to describe the role of the high priest, saying, "He is able to deal gently with those who are ignorant and are going astray, since he himself is subject to weakness." This is why he has to offer sacrifices for his own sins, as well as for the sins of the people. When God sent his Son to take on our human flesh, Jesus came to fulfill this office. Consider for a moment all that means. Jesus came to be one of us. He took on all of our human frailties and weaknesses. Like you, he knows what it's like to be tempted, to experience fear, to feel pain, and to face death. In fact, we hear, because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. That's you and me. So the writer explains, we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Having no sins of his own for which to make sacrifice, the sinless Son of God came to make the sacrifice for your sins and mine. More than wearing his love for you on his sleeve, Jesus had you on his heart. He suffered and died in your place when he stretched those sleeves, those arms, for you on the cross. He did this to bring you forgiveness and free you from the fear of death. As John reminds us, this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. As our high priest, Jesus not only offered the once and for all sacrifice for all of your sins, he is the sacrifice. And in him, you and I now have eternal life. As a result, guess who now gets to enter the very throne room of God? You do, and so do I. As the writer to the Hebrews goes on to announce, let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Let us pray. Precious Savior, thank you that as the perfect high priest, you gave the once and for all sacrifice for my sins, yourself. Amen. Dear friends, as Holy Week approaches, we invite you to check out the prayers, videos, and Easter cards that are available on our website. Like everything on the site, they're all free, and they're all for you. Thank you for joining us. If you are listening to us by podcast or on Alexa, we invite you to browse the resources that are available on our site at lifethissideofheaven.org. God bless you and have a great day.